living in Nazareth suddenly learn that they must take a journey to Bethlehem. Luke 2:1-5. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. The first one taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee for the city of Nazareth, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. Mary rode over the rough road on a donkey while Joseph walked alongside. How tired they must have been when finally they reached Bethlehem. And then how worried Joseph must have been when he found all the houses and inns were crowded with other travelers. Where could he find a place for Mary and himself to rest? Luke 2:6-7. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Yes, the only place Joseph and Mary could find was a stable where sheep and donkeys ate and slept. It was probably a rock cave on a hillside with a hollowed-out rock manger. Joseph, no doubt, made a baby bed by putting straw in the manger. When Jesus was born, Mary gently wrapped him in soft swaddling cloths to keep him snug and warm in his manger bed. Then something very exciting happened not far away to humble workers in everyday clothes. Luke 2:8-12. As shepherds were watching their flocks at night, the glory of the Lord shone about them and told them of the Savior, Christ the Lord. They would find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger, and that's just what they found. They returned praising God for what they had seen and heard. Now we light the third candle to remind us of the hope and love that Jesus brought into the world that night.
So what that means is your grandkids are going to have cheese and crackers, and I'm drinking the hot chocolate. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the deacons. Appreciate the church doing that. It's nice. Very nice. As you were reading, as Lynn was reading that, the Advent, Mary got on the back of a donkey and headed south, and she was 8.5 months pregnant, almost 9 months pregnant. That trip was 60 miles, just to add reference to it. So if you want to get on your donkey, if you're 8.5 months pregnant, and ride from here to past to about Lebanon, there you go. I mean,
it's a cold ride. I'll be on a donkey and ride a horse.
It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing.